W 1590 AM Denmark, W 250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic News, Media
I'm
app.
I'm Alexis Christophorus. President Biden, at a ceremony in the Rose Garden, announced his nominee to replace outgoing Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley.
I have the honor of introducing my nominee to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. General, welcome.
If confirmed, Brown would become the second Black Joint Chiefs chair following Army General Colin Powell. The president also addressed the ongoing talks to raise the debt limit, calling on Republicans to compromise on spending cuts to avoid the nation going into default next week. He says all agree a default can't happen. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says they are making progress, but are still far off from a deal. Jobless claims edged up last week, with 4,000 more Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits than the week before. Today is expected to be the busiest air travel day for the Memorial Day getaway, with nearly 52,000 flights scheduled. This is ABC News. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has officially entered the 2024 presidential race. He kicked things off last night with a roundtable discussion on Twitter marred by technical glitches. ABC's Jonathan Carl has more.
DeSantis doesn't have a traditional campaign event scheduled until Tuesday of next week. That's when he heads out on the road, a four-day campaign swing to Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
DeSantis has raised more money than any other Republican challenger to Trump. A fight brewing among Republicans in deeply red Texas.
On Wednesday, a Texas House investigative committee heard a long list of allegations against State Attorney General Ken Paxton, including claims of legal favoritism toward a campaign donor, misuse of office funds, and retaliation against his own staff.
That is a pretty comprehensive list of concerns that's alarming to hear.
Committee Chair Republican Andrew Murr.
It curls my mustache.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. Two Republican lawmakers from Green Bay want the next state budget to include $2 million to help pay for the cost of the Packers hosting the NFL draft in 2025. Representative David Steffen and Senator Robert Cowell say the event comes with a total price tag of $7.5 million. Packers estimate nearly 250,000 people will attend the draft in Green Bay, generating $94 million across the state and $20 million locally. 3 days after a massive fire broke out at Oak Creek Wood Products in the town of Polk, the fire is still smoldering. A statement from the company out on Wednesday said the fire started in a large mulch pile, spread to stacks of wood pallets, and then to two buildings. Over 45 departments responded to help fight the fire when it broke out Sunday evening. The cause isn't yet known. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different? How? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Once again, we're going to start with the debt limit. June 1st is coming up mighty quick. Today is May 25th. We're talking, what, six, 7 days away, week away. Janet Yellen has said that we may run out of cash to pay our debts. What that will mean, not just could mean, will mean, depending on how she juggles whatever little cash she has, we would either not pay bonds or interest on bonds that people in good faith had bought from us to finance things that Congress had already voted for. Give you an easy example, hard infrastructure. People fought over soft infrastructure, but hard infrastructure had a lot of bipartisan support. 19 Republican senators supported it. And every one of them, even the Freedom Caucus in the House, even the right-wingers who didn't vote for it, went back to their districts and boasted about the bridges they got and the roads they got and the airport improvements they got and the water systems they got and the trades that got put to work. They all boasted about it, and they sat around chuckling as the U.S. in good faith then issued bonds to investors for the cash to do all of this. And now they're saying, all right, we've gotten the bridges, gotten the airports, the water systems, the roads, and some of them were not just 90-day treasuries. Some of them were longer-term bonds, and some of them finance things that Donald Trump piled on. He piled on $7.8 trillion, about 25% of what was then the debt. $7.8 trillion. And they don't want to pay his tab. And they don't want to pay for hard infrastructure. They don't want to pay for stuff they boasted about and campaigned about. So here we are. Biden and McCarthy initially said that there has been progress. Today, McCarthy and a spokesman for Biden said that there's progress. Biden was a little tougher, a lot tougher, and I'm glad he was. What Joe Biden said was, look, it's time for Congress to act right now. This is not about the debt limit. This is basically a negotiation about the budget for the next 2 years. And if they're willing to do what I've offered, then fine. And it does throw a few bones to McCarthy. But here's the deal, and this is something that people are ignoring. The fact that we've waited this long could trigger a recession. It's already triggered much higher interest rates on our debt. But over 5% on 90-day treasuries, it should be 1%, 1.5%, tens of billions of interest we didn't have to pay. And people forget that 11th hour agreements have long-term bad economic effects. The Republicans did this in 2011, and they did it in 2013. In 2011 and 2013, there were bad consequences for the stock market, for your 401k, for employment. They do it every time there's a Democratic president to try to injure the president, Fitch ratings, there are various rating systems. You have Moody's, the S&P. Fitch rating systems, late Wednesday, put our nation's AAA rating on, quote, rating watch negative. The S&P lowered us to AA back 10 years ago, the last time these clowns did this. We have paid tens of billions of dollars by having a worse credit rating. Totally unnecessary. The full faith and credit of the United States cannot be called into question. I'm going to go to the lines. Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, Adrian?
Hey, Matt. I'm not sure I understand why Social Security is part of the discussion with the debt ceiling, because Social Security isn't part of the federal budget. It's funded by its own dedicated revenue stream, its own tax. And so if we decrease the payout of the Social Security payout, that's not going to affect the federal budget. It just puts more money in the Social Security Administration trust fund.
Yeah, well, let me tell you how it works. If you take a look at the expenditures every year, let's say there are four parts. There's Social Security, Medicare, there's defense, and then there's everything else. And everything else is a tiny little sliver of it compared to the others. Now, Social Security, everybody pays in. You pay in, and up until roughly now, there's more being paid in that has to be paid out. You know, when I was a kid and working, how many wage earners were there for every retiree? Pretty soon it becomes 1-to-1. Pretty soon it'll be 2 retirees for 1 wage earner. What's really going on is that the Social Security trust fund, the Social Security money that is paid, that is guaranteed by paper. That is guaranteed by the federal government. But the cash that came in gets spent. The cash doesn't get stuck under a pillow somewhere. It doesn't kind of get stuck in a savings account at 2% interest. If we do not issue more bonds, we are not going to be able to pay lots of things. One of them, Social Security checks, they're not going to be totally withheld. People may get an IOU. People in June or July may go, what is this? And there's nothing in their bank account. And it says, we're going to make it up. We are going to make it up in October. Well, a lot of people can't go month to month. It would be a mistake, Adrian, to think that if the federal government has to shut down and cannot continue its operations, and I got to say, if I'm commander in chief, and I think Joe will do this, he's going to tell Yellen and Powell to issue that debt. I mean, you can't not do it. But theoretically, if he permitted them to get away with this and to shut us down, where do you think the cash is going to come to pay Social Security? You can talk about accounting things like, well, this is not part of the budget, it's this, that, and the other thing. That's all well and good. But when you reach into the old weasel sack to pull out some cash to give to Social Security, where do you think that's coming from? It absolutely would have an impact on Social Security, simply the way the thing is arranged. Thanks a lot for calling. I'll take them in order. The next one is Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind?
Well, I ran across something that I had forgotten about the other day, and that is this. In, I think it is 2018, under Trump and when the Republicans were still in power, there was a debt showdown as well, I believe, if my information that I saw is correct. And in that particular case, the Republicans would not allow the debt to be paid unless, are you ready for this, an additional $108 billion was thrown into the defense budget, or 18% of an increase. Now, you know, that being the case, it's pretty disingenuous of them to say, we got to stop spending money, because that was money the Pentagon didn't even ask for again. So,
right. Yeah. Your memory is right, Jack. And under Trump, it happened three times, not one time. And three times, the Democrats provided the votes, among others, to increase the debt limit. When the Republicans, and we're going to be talking about this in an upcoming segment, but when the Republicans talk about the Defense Department, half of the Republican caucus wants to cut the Defense Department because they claim they're woke. And that is because they claim that there are too many female military members. They don't like any sort of training programs about assimilating people. And they will cut the military. They go around claiming they're for the military. They go around claiming they're for working people, but now they're not going to fund the debt that we sent out, that we put out, the bonds that we offered to the market to pay for the bridges and to pay for the airports and so forth. So back then, you're right, your recollection is correct. That was simply posturing. They say stuff like that, but now when they threaten not to increase the debt limit, they're really advocating for cuts even in the Defense Department. Jack, thanks a lot for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Political theater, it's really sad. The Republican Party has lost their way, but it's nothing new. I don't know if the average person understands what's going on here, but when you run up a credit card, you have to pay your bills. So I don't... In fact, Van Orden and Steele, I've told their flew back to Wisconsin already. They don't even seem to care. I don't know what happened to the Republican Party, Matt. I really don't. You will do anything to injure Biden. It doesn't matter how you're already paying extra money, like you said, for this on short-term bonds. Anything to injure Biden, but all I can say, they just lost their way, and it's political theater, and it's really sad. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Paul. Yeah, let's go look back at the history of this. 2011 and 2013, they did this 11th hour, and several times on the budget, they've gone up. 5 p.m. will be the deadline before the end of the fiscal year, and at 4:30 p.m., they'll finally agree to something. They've got to understand, they know that when you do that, the chaos that you communicate to the market, you can't control the market. You know that. The market is all of us. It's everybody. And the market, when they see any doubt as to whether bonds will be paid, whether the government is going to, one time we didn't pay the Coast Guard and the FBI and some federal employees in Washington, and the Trump administration said they should go to a bank and take out loans for their daily expenses so they get paid. This is what they do. And what I want to bring to everybody's attention, when you do an 11th hour deal, it's better than screwing up the whole thing, but it can have severe economic consequences, and it is right now. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with a low of 39. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 72. Lows dip down to about 45 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 39 tonight. Highs reach 72 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Elon Musk hosted the announcement of Ron DeSantis and screwed it up royally. And Donald Trump issued a statement, a sociopathic statement about DeSantis, that is the weirdest, most extreme, strange statement he has ever issued. And I'm talking about a lot of them, from Mother's Day, Christmas. He will say the nastiest things. This is unbelievable. Let me get into it first. The idea was that DeSantis would announce, hosted by Elon Musk on Twitter. Believe it or not, technologically, they screwed up. They fouled it all up. You say, oh, Elon Musk, you know, he has a rocket ship company and he has a car company, all this stuff. And Twitter, well, he is really fouling up Twitter. Really fouling up Twitter. And what he did was, there was 20 minutes of tech glitches. There were hot mic moments where people could be heard saying things they didn't want to be heard. It was drowned out half the time. And then what happened was, when DeSantis finally got to speak, it was to a much smaller audience. The live stream abruptly cut out. It was a disaster. What it reminds me of, and many people won't remember this, but some of you will, about 40 years ago, there was a candidate. I think he was an heir to one of the paper fortunes, running for the Senate. I think it was 1982. And he's running for the Republican primary, I think, against Scott McCallum. They wanted to take on Bill Proxmire, which wasn't going to do them any good because Bill would beat anybody, and he did beat Scott McCallum. Scott McCallum, before he became lieutenant governor and before he became governor, ran for the Senate against Bill Proxmire and got his clock clean. But in any event, this clown, who was the heir to the paper fortune, said, you know, I'm going to fly around the state in a helicopter. So he flies down, I think, Greene County or somewhere. And he wanted some farmer to let him land in his field and give a speech with cows in the background. He was going to put on a flannel shirt and look like a working man, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, typical Republican. Anyway, they do it. And of course, there's all sorts of TV cameras. I remember this very well. and the farmer says, all right, that'll be $500 for, you know, using my farm. And the guy thought he was going to be a businessman. He said, no, I didn't promise you 500. I'd say something fair. You can have 250. Well, the farmer and he argued. And then the pilot gets in and the pilot says, I can't take off. Guy goes, what do you mean? The farmer had tied the helicopter to a tree and he couldn't take off till he gave him the full 500. This is so typical of these guys. This is so typical of these guys. And this is a technological innovation, like the farmer tying the helicopter to the tree. This Elon Musk, big techie, wants to take over artificial intelligence, AI. 20 minutes of tech glitches, hot mics, drowned out half conversations, live stream abruptly cuts out, and he gets to talk ultimately late to a very small audience. And here, and I'll go to the lines in a second, but here is what Trump, now Trump is a sociopath, okay? But here's what Trump says. Trump goes, he's blasting DeSantis, and he puts out a weird video on True Social, so this is public, mocking DeSantis, and he photoshops a rogues gallery in of DeSantis, Elon Musk, Adolf Hitler, Satan, George Soros, and Dick Cheney, a few other people. And here's what his text says. Quote, this is Trump. The devil, I'm going to kick your ass very soon. Hitler, you're already dead. Dick Cheney, you'll be going with Hitler very soon. Rhonda Sanctimonious can kiss my big, beautiful 2024 presidential ass. This is what Trump says. This is a former president. This is a former president. There's a picture of Satan. There's a picture of Hitler. You know, I am telling you, I think the Democrats are missing the whole messaging thing. When you're dealing with a sociopath like this, you know, the debate where he insulted the woman who was running, remember she was the head of Hewlett Packard or something, her looks. You know, if I'm in there, I say, keep your mouth shut. You're a punk. You're a draft dodger. Don't insult the woman. Take me on. That's what you do. And then this guy, idiot, says something like this. You've got to Photoshop him in a dress and a wig walking along with Vladimir Putin and say, Mr. and Mrs. Vladimir Putin. You know, you do something to this guy. You cannot continue to let him do it. We're going to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Great show. You should be writing up ads. You missed your calling there. I think that would really print a pretty picture. You know, I was on the phone today. Here, have my 2 cents worth. They probably hate my calls. But, you know, I have to go back real quick about what the devil's going on right now with this economic terrorism. I mean, they're abusing their power. You know, they're promoting fraud and deceptive practices by their lies. You know, like, oh, this is Biden's fault. Biden isn't doing anything. When they're trying to still retain tax cuts for the wealthiest people while cutting programs that the people are in dire need of. And in addition to that, you know, those so-called Republicans that supported the infrastructure, you know, well, you know, they can go back and they'd say, well, it wasn't my fault, when they're not, you know, doing a discharge petition or showing support for the people. These people are, I'm sorry, this is my opinion, enemies of the people. They do not care about the average person, and they are going to do everything they can to destroy anything that is done for we the people. So I hope people wait.
Gene, you're absolutely right. I've got to go to a break. I have no choice. Thank you for calling. I'm going to respond after the break. And then I see other people on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. President Biden, at a ceremony in the Rose Garden, announced his nominee to replace outgoing Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley.
I have the honor of introducing my nominee to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. General, welcome.
If confirmed, Brown would become the second Black Joint Chiefs chair following Army General Colin Powell. The president also addressed the ongoing talks to raise the debt limit, calling on Republicans to compromise on spending cuts to avoid the nation going into default next week. He says all agree a default can't happen. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says they are making progress, but are still far off from a deal. Jobless claims edged up last week, with 4,000 more Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits than the week before. Today is expected to be the busiest air travel day for the Memorial Day getaway, with nearly 52,000 flights scheduled. This is ABC News.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's not a crime in Wisconsin for school employees or volunteers to sexually harass students. A bipartisan bill in the state legislature would close that loophole. The bill's author is Representative Todd Onstad of Kenosha.
It's time Wisconsin establishes strong legal protections against sexual misconduct in Wisconsin schools for all students. If there ever was a bipartisan issue, this is it.
The bill also revokes offenders' teaching licenses for life and expands protections to kids in private schools which aren't subject to some federal laws. A committee of the Wisconsin Senate meets today to consider new rules for professional licenses. Workers are complaining about long waits to get or renew their licenses from the Department of Safety and Professional Services. In sports, the Brewers host San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kids zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Daniel Clay Products in Green Bay is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Daniel Clay Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace experts since 1914. Call 920-498-8549. Visit GAGNONClayProducts.com. Saluting those who make our country stronger.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Kristen Braun on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Kristen Braun on Civic Media and the Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you all on the lines. There's a lot of you, and I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. You'll be taken in order. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Stephanie?
I am just taking some deep breaths so I don't say anything stupid that could get myself in trouble. you know, I have had conservatives in the past tell me that I'm a sane liberal, that they can talk with me. You know, I believe in want to honor the humanity of people, but what in God's name do these people want to do? They want to destroy policies and government that is meant to, you know, for we the people, all the people, we're a commonwealth, okay? And I think to myself, you know, we, I think somehow think that we're above and beyond maybe ending up with a government like Russia or Germany with Hitler. I mean, I could see in time, it happened so slowly, but I can see it happening. And it scares the you-know-what out of me, Matt. I'm thinking that there will be, this will get settled, you know, before all hell breaks loose. But they've got, and there's this whole, you know, these different levels of acting out a scenario. But my God, what this is doing to people is just, it's horrendous.
Right.
You know, it really
right.
is.
Well,
our
debt rating has gotten lowered. They are now having it on the watch just because of this fooling around. And you are right. This is Berlin, 1932. It happens. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. One judicial decision at a time, one rogue action like this at a time. And thank you for the call. That was a terrific call. I appreciate it. Keith of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Keith?
Hey, Matt. Great show again. I just wanted to remind everybody, which everybody knows, I'm sure, Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of Memorial Day parades going on this weekend. And a lot of times these politicians, which it sounds like they're going to be back in Madison or up in the area, in their states, I mean, a lot of times the politicians are in those parades. Might be a good time to show them that we have a little bit of disrespect for them. Not advocating any violence or anything like that. They leave the eggs and rotten tomatoes at home, but, you know, a few shouts from the audience might give these guys an idea that they're not well-liked.
Right. Listen, if five Republicans signed on to the discharge petition, 213 Democrats have already proposed it, this would all be taken care of. Where's Gallagher? Where's Van Orden? Where's Stile? They all claim they're what? Republicans? They don't care about this country. They go about saying, no, we are going to put it right up to the end and possibly shut down. And then they go, they boasted about the bridges and the roads in their districts. They boasted about them. And they authorized the debt to be issued, and now they're stopping it being paid, which will have consequences for Social Security, for Medicare, for defense, and for general spending. You're having an excellent call, Keith. Thank you very much. Next up, Steve of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt. Well, Gorsuch finally did it. He got his revenge after his mom was forced to resign. So now the wetlands are cut in half that are protected. And Kavanaugh was the only one that dissented, believe it or not.
Right. No, I'm glad you brought that up. That's the subject, actually, of our next segment. So I'm going to hold my response to it and then give the background on it. But you're absolutely right. You nailed it, as you just described. Thanks a lot for calling in, Steve. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, it's interesting. And you just, another burn in my blanket, the whole Gorsuch thing, because his mother was a corrupt thing back in the day under Ronald Reagan. But apparently John Fetterman is getting grief for advocating use of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution over the debt ceiling. And how dare they? I mean, this is the Constitution of the United States. You might agree or disagree whether it should have been or not, but it is valid because it is the Constitution of the United States. And that, like I've said in the past, is that what the Democrats need to say on this, we took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. We don't care what the Liberty Bond Act of the early 1900s says. The Constitution of the United States, the debt shall not be questioned, period. And whether those guys voted for the infrastructure that's coming to their states or not, is that they're perfectly willing to tout it when talking to their districts.
Right,
and there certainly hasn't been enough of debt ceiling, enough infrastructure improvement in the state, because you have bridges collapsing in the state, killing people. I mean, or cutting people off. I mean, it is just ridiculous that they're supposed to be the commons in this country. Part of the reason, like I said the other day, is that the preamble to the Constitution lays out what the Constitution is all about. And part of that Constitution is promoting the general welfare. And how dare they contradict motion of the general welfare? How dare they?
Right.
I mean, it is just...
Well, you know, you're raising a good point. The 14th Amendment is the way, finally, that Biden could do it. I'm beginning to respect his wisdom and judgment in this respect. He said today, this is not about the debt limit, it's about the budget. In other words, even if they pass the debt limit, let's say they passed it, what could very well happen, what would happen is by September, the budget runs out. And they are the only ones, they and the Senate together, the Congress, that can raise money. And Biden can't do that by executive order. What he is getting them to do is agree to a budget right now, instead of they're waiting and blackmailing us again in September. And it's a budget he can live with, which is freezing spending at this year at 2022 levels. Because of inflation, it'll be a 5% cut, but at least there'll be full funding of everything that's going on. I think it's kind of clever. If, however, we come to 4:59 in the afternoon on June 1st, I think he does invoke the 14th Amendment, and then they're going to fight about the budget in September. He's a wily old guy. He's very, very good. Very good president. Thank you for calling. Next up, Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Northwoods Terry?
I just want to share, Matt, what McCarthy said on Kudlow yesterday afternoon. He said, we've got to rein in spending, $6 trillion that Joe Biden spent, because that's why you got inflation, is because of this wild spending by Democrats. That's what he's telling whoever's watching that damn show. And I don't watch it. I just happened to switch over and see that yin yang on there. So I watched what he had to say. And boy, oh boy, smoke come out the ears, Matt. Smoke coming out my ears.
Well,
I can all I do not to smash my TV set. Anyway, that's all I got, Matt.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Trump spent $7.8 trillion. A lot of it in tax cuts, and they go, oh, that's fine. This guy, during the pandemic relief, and by the way, Trump passed a lot of pandemic relief. There was trillions coming out of him, too. That's part of his $7.8 trillion. And everybody went back to their constituents and boasted about it. Now they're doing this only to hurt Biden, in my opinion. And by doing this and fooling around and wait till the last minute, what they're doing, they can trigger a recession the closer we get to it. In 2011 and 2013, they did it to hurt Obama, and it had economic consequences. And at the very least, why should we pay tens of billions more in interest? And then you have the clown Gates saying, why should we negotiate with our hostage? His hostage is America. What do you mean his hostage? He has a duty. He took an oath to defend America. And the clown Tommy Tuberville down in Alabama, he claims he's the guy that said a Trump Republican is a white supremacist, and white supremacists are just Americans. And I'm not going to approve the promotion of any flag officer, any general or admiral in any of the services. And the Republican Party, have you heard any Republicans up here criticize them? They are not for America. They're not for America. Tom McFarland, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks very much. And, you know, just to build on what you're saying, as far as, you know, with Biden, and I think we're really seeing how he's able to really be the master, puppet master within this. I think that he's telling McCarthy that this is a great way to defang the Freedom Caucus, because if they get this passed, then we don't have to worry about budget issues all the way through the presidential election. It's going to go all the way through 2024. And let's face it, in the House, the only thing that they can really do to jam up the works is our budgetary issues. So the Freedom Caucus is going to lose their ace in the hole. And I don't think that they're going to like that very much. But with Biden telling McCarthy that, hey, these are thorns in both our sides, and here's a chance for us to not only pass something that's going to be meaningful, we're going to take out two of our biggest adversaries, for lack of a better term, the Freedom Caucus and everything that they represent. So I would not be surprised if you're right on the money that that's what's going to happen, and those are the behind-the-scenes discussions that are going on. I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how it all plays out.
That's very insightful. Yeah, and let me build on what Tom just said. If Biden invoked the 14th Amendment now, so the debt limit is increased, fine. In September, there is going to be a fight over the budget. The budget runs out. And then they usually wait till 4:59 of the day before 5 p.m. to do something. This time, the Freedom Caucus, if they can call for McCarthy to be removed as Speaker, for that matter, most of them want Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, who'd be a disaster. And so McCarthy is afraid of the Freedom Caucus. I hope that Tom is right, that McCarthy and Biden have had a very frank conversation, and McCarthy realizes that if he has to have at least half of his caucus. Half of his caucus with plus one is 112 votes. Let's say he has 150 votes. And the Freedom Caucus and their running dogs and fellow travelers vote against it. Easily the Democrats will come up with the other 120 or 30 votes that are needed to pass this thing. Then I think what McCarthy has got to do, or what he has done, is sit down with the worst of the Freedom Caucuses, the Gosars, the Matt Gaetzes, you know, Andy Biggs, the Chip Roy, these kind of people, and say, all right, look, you're voting against it, but I need your pledge you're not going to try to remove me as Speaker. They may do that. The problem is there are one or two flat-out sociopaths, and there are a lot of them, but this guy Massey in Kentucky is a guy who in the past, I mean, you won't believe, well, you may remember it. There was a question before you could remotely vote whether everybody should come back right in the middle of the pandemic before vaccines, okay? Before vaccines, it was in 2020. Do they have to physically come back to vote for this budget? And it had been decided on in a bipartisan fashion. He insisted he had the ability with one vote, you have to come back. Well, a couple of the congressmen had COVID. And how are they going to come back? And how are they going to go on the floor? And there are plenty of people. You're from California, Alaska. You don't feel like flying back to D.C. One guy threw a spoke in the wheels. One guy. He could easily say, no, I vote to recall McCarthy. And it could be McCarthy does not get 218 votes. And then I think hopefully Biden and Jeffries have discussed it. And if he needs 5 or 10 votes, give him 5 or 10 Democratic votes. And you may say, why do that? Well, because if he goes along with Biden, increases the debt limit, agrees on a budget for till 2024, would you rather him have him or Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan? Because you're not going to have a Democrat. This is the kind of calculation that's going on. And so anybody who questions Biden and thinks, well, you know, he should have done this, he should have done that. Biden has a lot of wisdom. Biden's a very experienced guy, and he's been in the Senate since 1972, except for when he was vice president and president, and about 4 years getting ready to run for president. So I can't tell you how grateful I am that he is in there now and that a steady hand is on the tiller. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Now I talk to weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast.
Clear skies and quiet tonight with a low of 39. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 72. Lows dip down to about 45 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 39 tonight, highs reach 72 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Johnson and Ford.
Go away from my window.
Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open 844-967-2789. I'm going to go to lines in a second, but I want to talk about an issue that was raised by a couple of callers, and that was this environmental case that just came down. It came down today. It came down this morning, the Supreme Court, 5-4, limited the federal government's authority to police water pollution into wetlands. If you can believe that. Second decision in 2 years to limit environmental regulations. They're saying that administrative agencies can't pass these regulations unless Congress approves them, and Congress can't even approve a debt limit or a budget. This is going to hurt efforts to control flooding on the Mississippi River and protect the Chesapeake Bay from pollution. You know, I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia, in my ship, and we'd sail out into the Chesapeake Bay before we got out into the Atlantic from Little Creek near Norfolk when we deployed. And Chesapeake Bay is a beautiful area. Mississippi is a beautiful area. This decision will strip millions of acres of wetlands in this country from protection. It was 5-4. The only one of the six tarantulas who voted in the right way this time was Kavanaugh. Three in the majority take money. Clarence Thomas is corrupt. John Roberts' wife has got $10.5 million from these big law firms who represent polluters. And Gorsuch got $500,000 in gain on a crummy fishing cabin in a non-prestigious area of Colorado that he couldn't sell. And they just are saying what the law is and what the Constitution is. The Constitution doesn't say anything in there. Nothing about the federal government being able to control pollution. I mean, you can't pour cyanide in the water. Congress didn't say you can't pour cyanide in the water. The federal government says that through administrative agencies. They are now saying that unless Congress approves it in a specific bill, Congress can't even approve a budget. Congress can't approve anything. This Supreme Court is corrupt. It's a rogue court. This is 5-4 majority. 5-4 majority stripped the Voting Rights Act, so you have gerrymandering. 5-4 majority, Citizens United. You have black, dark money. 5-4 majority got rid of Roe v. Wade. And you have snitch bounties in Texas. Your neighbor peeks out the window and sees somebody going in a car, I think he's going to an abortion clinic, he gets $10,000. Doctors can get thrown in jail. Who the hell are these guys? It does not say in the Constitution of the United States that the Supreme Court can do any of this stuff. What's happened over 220 or so years is that we have agreed on a fiction. The fiction is that this court can say that the Congress and the president are doing something unconstitutional if they do it in moderation, consistent with the will of the entire country to move us along. But what happens if they're on the take? What happens if they're bribed? What happens if they're just going ahead and saying, we will invoke the Constitution to do what the Republican Party wants? Moore v. Harper is next. That one, legislative, independent legislature theory, would deprive you of your right to vote for president. Say only the legislatures can decide the presidential electors. At some point, they've got to be removed. We cannot have fascism creep in on little cat's feet and then pounce and do nothing about it. This is an illegitimate Supreme Court, and it's on the take. Dick from Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, Northwoods Terry hit it out of the park, in my opinion, with that. And here's another thing that just gripes me. The media is supposedly biased to the left. Baloney. Here's the first thing they ought to do with McCarthy when he's holding court with the media. Correct me if I'm wrong. He's constantly talking about the budget instead of the debt ceiling. And why doesn't somebody who's questioning him go, Matt, this to him? With all due respect, sir, we're talking about the debt ceiling. The budget's a whole different thing. And Biden basically did that today. And just keep calling him out. And if he wants to storm out and walk away from him, then you proved it. You proved the point that he won't even talk about the subject we're really talking about.
No, you're right. You hit the nail on the head. This is not about the debt limit. The debt limit has to be increased. The bonds have already been issued in reliance on the congressional vote and signed off by the president. That's what the Constitution says. The money was appropriated. The question is now, do we want to renege on paying the investors who gave us the money that we appropriated? And the clowns that are doing this campaigned on the benefits and the fruits of all that, on the bridges, on the airports, on all this stuff. They campaigned on the benefits of it. They boasted about it. You have one of them, Gates, who's one of McCarthy's confidants, saying, why should we negotiate with our hostage? His hostage is America. This is commie government. This is commie government. When I say, I'm not saying this lightly, this election is not 1960, John Kennedy against Nixon and the debates and all that, or Carter against Reagan, or somehow Bob Dole running against Bill Clinton, 96. This is 1932, Berlin. Now, obviously, people are not speaking German. They look like you and me, and their accents are like your and mine, and they will smile at you. That all happened in Berlin. The people who ran said, no, we want power to the people. Just give us a little power for a while, and we will take care of it. Now, is it going to get as out of hand as that? I don't think so. But if you go several generations where the six swing states don't get to vote for president, you have a Republican president for the next two generations, and you have somebody like Trump who betrays us to Russia, Russia takes over Ukraine, goes into Poland, threatens Europe. Xi goes into Taiwan as a result. If this all happens, we're weakened as a country for what? So Harlan Crowe, who's bribed Clarence Thomas, who has Hitler paintings and statues of murderers in his garden, gets to describe the future of this country socially? That's what's happening. Slowly but surely, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's creeping. It's creeping. We come to the end of the show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. For your life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Great show, Matt.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News
app.